May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome back to another episode of this Silsila Spiritual Cures, where we try our best to research from the research of His Eminence Amir Ahl-Sunnat Dawud Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, relating to different types of issues and problems, calamities, difficulties that the Ummah is faced with. We do hope that you are well and your family, and stay tuned to the end, because we are going to cover different aspects of difficulties that are being experienced by so many out there. Because that's the purpose of this silsila, of this program, to present to you wazaif, invocations, madani pearls of advices, in order to relieve many of the difficulties out there. Don't forget to have your notebooks out, your diaries out. You can jot down the important madani pearls of advices, the invocations, incantations and wazaif. Let us remember the beautiful hadith, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So don't delay. Let's make some good intentions today. Let's make them right now, that Allah Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I am listening to the silsila of Madani Channel for your rida, for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What I learn, I will try to practice and share with others. Maybe from what we will be discussing, I'm not going through those difficulties, but perhaps you know somebody who is. Convey this message to them. It may just give them some type of relief by the will of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as much good intentions as you can make, make it. For each good intention, you will get a separate reward from the court of Almighty Allah azza wa jal. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, there are many beautiful bounties for the fortunate Muslims who recite abundant amounts of durood-e-paak, salawat or salutations upon the cause of creation, the cream of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the last prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the summary of a hadith, the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the person who recites durood-e-paak upon me 1,000 times every day will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Allahu Akbar. I have heard that, you may have heard that narration, that blessed hadith, many a times. Have I started to practice upon it? Have I started to implement it in my life? If not now, then when? Time is running out. Engage in abundant ibadat to please Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will be beneficial for you and I in this world, the grace, and the hereafter. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For many kids, they may have felt that the holidays came so quickly and went so quickly, and now it's back to school, back to work, homework, madrasa work, revision, memorization, HIBS classes, and so on. And some kids may actually end up becoming stubborn or rebellious. Perhaps it's just that phase of readjusting to the school hours, madrasa hours, jami'ah hours, and the workload as well. But if you have a child that is stubborn and rebellious to the point of disobedient, And we are in our Ruhani Ilaj, spiritual cures department. I mean, we're continuously getting this complaint from parents that my child is just not listening to me. My child is rebellious and disobedient. My child is stubborn. Allahu Akbar. There are few actually wada'if invocations, things to be done, things to be recited that have a positive effect to remove this negativity, to remove that disobedience. But please keep this in mind that you as a mother or father, in today's time especially, where children are exposed to so much that the previous generations were not exposed to, via social media, via the television, via the internet. Subhanallah. So we need to monitor. It's not about invading their privacy. It's about being concerned as a parent or as a guardian. Rather you do it today than have regrets later on. Prevention is better than cure. Know who are your friends, the circle of friends of your child. Know who are the online friends of your child. They should not be going into these chat rooms and places where they are engaging in conversations with strangers, that you don't know what their intentions are. You don't know if they are truly the person that they say they are. There are so many people out there who are predators and who prey on vulnerable children, vulnerable youngsters. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. We as parents, the father in particular, the father is the captain of the ship. We all know this. This is the Islamic teaching. If that captain of the ship, if that driver of the vehicle, if that shepherd of the flock is earning haram, earning from prohibited means, is doing things that are not allowed in Islam, in the Sharia, and with that same money, with the same profits, is nourishing his child or his children, then they would become rebellious. They would become disobedient, because you are nourishing them with haram, or with sustenance, with income that is tainted with haram. So keep this in mind. It's something very serious. That we are filling their bellies from money that we earned through unlawful means and sources. So keep your income, your profits 112% halal, inshallah. For those who do have stubborn children who are disobedient and rebellious, then practice upon this. The person who recites the following 21 times in the morning, before sunrise, with one hand on the forehead of a disobedient child whilst facing towards the sky, that child, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, will become pious. Subhanallah, subhanallah. What is to be recited? 21 times. Ya Shahidu, Ya Shahidu, Ya Shahidu. Very simple, very easy. So let's make an intention that if I do have a rebellious child, because a child could also become rebellious and stubborn because of the association, because of the company, the circle of friends that they are in school, even perhaps madrasa as well. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, in the Madrasatul Madinas of Dawud Islami, you know, one of the topics and subjects that are taught to the kids, it's called Madani Pearls. And that is basically tarbiyah and training them to become upright Muslims, practical Muslims. And I'll share one thing with you, where the kids are taught that today and every day, you must kiss the hands of your fathers, kiss the feet of your mothers. As per the summary of the hadith, kissing the feet of your mother is like kissing the doorstep of Jannah. Subhanallah. Those of you who have mothers, don't lose this chance. Don't lose this opportunity. Do it for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and to earn thawab. And look at the thawab. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. And those who don't, the parents are gone, then make dua for them. Don't forget them in your du'as. Because if you're a parent, if you have a child, tomorrow your eyes are going to close. And will your child make dua for you? Will your child remember you? Will your grandchildren remember you? And make dua for your forgiveness? And for you to be entered into Jannatul Firdaus? In the closeness to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Will your child, will my child send the e-salih thawab to me so that I get the benefit even after my passing away? Keep this summary of narration in mind, that the person who neglects, who does not make dua for his parents, then his rizq, his sustenance, his income is cut short. And we complain, I don't have barakah, I don't have blessings in my rizq, in my income, in my sustenance, in my wages, my salary. When last did I make dua for my parents? And don't be one of those shameless people, one of those useless people who takes their old age parents and dumps them in an old age home, which is actually, it's like a morgue for the old age people. Throw them there and forget about them. What a travesty that Muslims are doing this. Muslims are doing this. And so they are losing out on so much of thawab and reward by serving their parents. Subhanallah. Because a stranger is looking after them, serving them, bringing their food, or in some cases taking them to the washroom, changing their clothes. So you as the son, as the daughter, are supposed to do it. Shameless to those people, really. There's no words I can express. Allah protect our parents. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So practice upon this. In the morning, 21 times, ya shahidu, whilst you have one hand on the forehead of your child at the time of sunrise, facing towards the sky, inshallah ta'ala, the child will become pious. There's a beautiful Quranic dua, a famous dua actually, that we must recite. Try to recite it after every salah. It would be beneficial. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yuni waj'alna lilmuttaqina imama. Beautiful dua. And another two verses of the Holy Quran, especially for those who have stubborn children, rebellious, backchatting. But before I mention that dua, that wazifa, the Quranic wazifa and dua, I need to try and be approachable as a parent. Be approachable in the sense that my child can confide in me. If my child is experiencing any difficulty in their life, no matter what age, whether it's 5 years, 4 years, 10 years, 12 years, 20 years, 30 years, what the age is, doesn't matter. That when they are facing some difficulty, when they are going through some, maybe some confusion in their life, they're confused about something because their peers are telling them one thing, their teachers are telling them something else, maybe you are telling them something else. And so they are confused that I must build such a relationship with my child that in their mind they must know that the go-to person is my mother, the go-to person is my father. They will give me the best advice without any strings attached. Subhanallah. And then hear them out. Listen carefully. Don't just hear what they say. Listen carefully. Be a good listener. And then advise them accordingly within the boundaries of the Sharia, the Islamic secret law. So I need to empower myself with Islamic knowledge. And Dawud Islami has all the facilities you can imagine to empower us with authentic Islamic knowledge on a weekly basis in the form of the Sunnah-inspired Ijtima separately for Islamic sisters, the daily dars to introduce the home dars in your home, the online classes, madrasa for grown-ups, and so much more. Get involved. You won't regret it. So recite this dua and this Quranic dua as well while the child is sleeping. Stand by the head side of the child, but don't recite audibly, aloud, where you can hear yourself. Remember, for any recitation, whether it's Quran, whether it's dhikr, or durood, wada'if, to qualify as a recitation, the minimum volume is that you are able to hear yourself. If your lips are just moving but there is no sound coming out, that does not fall in the category of recitation. So if I recited 313 Durood-e Pak in that manner, I haven't recited anything. So I need to hear myself. That's the minimum volume or tone. So stand there by the head side of your child when they are sleeping and in audibly, so that you can hear yourself. Don't recite too loud where the child will awaken. Recite these two verses of the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Buruj, Surah 85, verses 21 to 22. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Bal huwa Quranun Majid fi lawhin mahfuz. Beautiful, short, sweet and simple. Surah Buruj, verses 21 to 22. This you recite every night. You can recite it while standing at the headside of your child, but don't recite so loud that they will wake up. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If your child is afraid, especially at night, some kids, this happens to them, then the founder of Dawud-e Islami, His Eminence, the great Wali of the time, the Kamil Wali, Amir Ahl Sunnat, Sheikh Al-Tariqat, Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Al-Qadri, Dam Barakatum Al-Aliyah, advises us that if the child is big enough, then get them to recite this 16 times. Ya Hafidhu, Ya Hafidhu, Ya Hafidhu. 16 times. And the parent will also recite it and do dam on the child. Blow towards the child. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, the child will become brave. Whichever wazifa that you are reciting, always remember to recite at least one Durood-e Pak before and one after. Unless stipulated otherwise. Some wazaif will tell you, recite 3 times before and after. Recite 10 times before and 11 times before and after. So if there's no stipulation or no specific amount mentioned, then at least one Durood-e Pak before and after the wazifa. So Ya Hafidhu, 16 times. If the child is able to and big enough, let them recite it. And you as the parent also recite it, inshallah azza wa jal. The fear will be removed and they will be courageous and brave, inshallah azza wa jal. Subhanallah. As I mentioned, that many schools have reopened, madrasas have reopened. So children now are getting back into the system of learning, work, homework, etc. There are some children out there that their mental capacity is not very strong. They have a mental weakness. They have a problem with their memory. Subhanallah. So for this, there are simple wadaif as well that are to be recited. in order to develop, in order to increase and enhance one's memory, one's brain power. Try to encourage good foods, whole foods, wholesome foods and healthy foods to our children. Keep them away from all these soft drinks, fizzy drinks, cool drinks, these junk foods, processed foods. It's not good for their mind. It's not good for their development of their body, of their organs. Because largely, they will just increase your calories and they don't have the nutrients that your body requires, your body needs. Just the taste, and the taste is just there on the tongue. Once it's down, it's gone, it's mixed with everything else. So try to encourage healthy foods. Not just healthy foods, but a healthy lifestyle. And the healthiest lifestyle is one when one is obedient to Allah and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When one is punctual with a 5-time salah. When one is practicing the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah advises us that every day try to walk for 45 minutes. By doing so, you won't need any expensive gymming equipment. You also won't need to go to the gym. Or, you know, some people have these energy shakes, energy drinks. Some of the energy drinks are loaded, overloaded with caffeine and other chemicals. And that's not good for our bodies. Also sugar. These fizzy drinks are overloaded with sugar. And harmful chemicals like phosphoric acid. So try to encourage them 45 minutes a day. Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah has even got a book out called Tips for Weight Loss. The first 15 minutes must be a brisk walk at a fast pace. The next 15 at a medium pace. And the third 15 must be at a brisk pace as well, a fast walk as well. This will be beneficial for one's body, inshallah azza wa jal. So to develop and to enhance and strengthen one's memory power, recite the following 21 times with Durood-e Paak once before and after. Then blow into some water and make the person drink it. You can drink it yourself before breakfast, but for 40 days. For 40 days, this must be drunk. So you can keep topping up that water. The one who does this, the one who drinks it, inshallah azza wa jal, by the will, by the power of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person's memory will be strengthened. So 21 times, Ya Alimu, Ya Alimu, Ya Alimu. There is an Ayn, Ayn, the makhraj, the place where the sound emanates from is from the center of the throat. So don't say Ya Alimu. Then we are substituting the Ayn with the Hamza. So Ya Alimu with the Ayn. Ya Alimu 21 times, Durood-e Paak once before and after. Do dam, blow into some water. Drink that before breakfast for 40 days. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, the person's memory will be strengthened. For that person who is doing Hifdhul Quran, MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, we have millions or tens of millions of Hufad, Hafid and Hafidha out there in the world. And for that person who is studying to become a Hafid al-Quran and is finding it difficult, finding it challenging, then advise them to recite Surah Muddathir. Recite Surah Muddathir, and when you complete, make dua. Make dua for Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal to make the memorization of His holy book easy. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal will grant ease in memorization of the Quran. Subhanallah. Moving on, that person who again has mental weakness, who has experiences headaches, giddiness, then any of these problems, the following wazifa can be recited. It must be recited 7 times and blow onto the head of the person. So of course, you may want somebody else to recite it and then blow onto your head if you experience headaches, giddiness, or a person who has mental weakness. Recite the following 7 times, blow onto the head of the person. An Islamic sister who is experiencing headaches can hold the part of her head where there is an excruciating pain, whilst her mahram or her husband recites the following 7 times and blows onto her head. And ask the patient about the pain. If the pain persists, then repeat it. And continue repeating it, inshallah azza wa jal, the pain will subside. For mental weakness, we should fix a time. Maybe 12 noon or 3 p.m., 7 p.m., whatever time is convenient. Fix a time, inshallah azza wa jal, and recite the following 7 times for 7 days. And do dam on the person's head, on the child's head, the one who has a mental weakness. What is to be recited? Listen carefully. I'll give you the reference so you can actually download the booklet and you can obtain that wazifa, inshallah. That wazifa is Uskun sakkantuka billadhi lahu ma fil layli wan nahari wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. So you can find this in a booklet called Ailing Worshipper on page 46. Ailing Worshipper is one of the beautiful booklets of Dawud Islami of Maktabatul Madina, which is a publications department and bookshop of Dawud Islami, where you can obtain a hard copy, or if you visit our website dawudislami.net and click on the books tab, and subhanallah, you will be amazed to find over 250 ebooks and booklets available for a free download. Books on diverse topics, subhanallah. And books to help one reform themselves, help one to empower themselves with authentic Islamic knowledge. These books, many of them are translated into over 30 different languages for the benefit of the Ummah. That's your Dawud Islami. To benefit us, to benefit you, to benefit myself. So take advantage of this, inshallah. So Ailing Worshipper, that's the name of the booklet, page 46. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal make our children pious. Make us pious. But we need to create what we call in the circles of Dawat-e-Islami a madani mahol, an Islamic ethos, Islamic environment in the home. I mean, how would they learn to develop their taqwa, their piety, their fear of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, the recognition of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, and getting in love with the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? If there's music blasting at home, if the home is like a ring, and the husband and wife, the mother, the father, they are always throwing punches at each other, verbal punches, and they are swearing and using vulgarism at each other, or sometimes physically as well. Allahu Akbar. And children are witnessing this. They're observing it. Even in another room, then they are listening. So how can we foster a healthy relationship with our children if we ourselves are not practical on Islamic teachings? Because, you know, let's think about it. The Sunnah, it's not something that was for way back then. It is a complete and comprehensive way of life. It's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle inside your house and outside your house. It's a lifestyle for the private and for the public. Subhanallah. Alas, so many Muslims who lack proper Islamic knowledge and training, they are desirous and they are desperate to imitate and to ape the Western decadent backward culture. Don't take my word for it. Go and research for yourself. Become part of the reading nation. Subhanallah, Dawud Islami releases a booklet every week and encourages us to read that. It's just a few pages, maybe a little booklet of maybe 20, 30 pages. And you'll see one of the uniquenesses of Dawud Islami is whatever narrations are contained in those books or booklets, you'll find the references there, with full references, which book it's from, and what is the volume number, what is the page number, what is the hadith number. Subhanallah. So, you know, yourself, you can go and check it up. So do your research. This Western culture, or the culture of the so-called first world, civilized world, sophisticated world, advanced world, go and look how their society has broken into fragments and pieces, where every day hundreds of women are taken advantage of. Every day, so many crimes end up filling their prisons to the brim, to capacity. Every day, sins are just increasing. Parents, old parents, elderly parents, as I mentioned before, are just dumped into the bin of the old age. Those people, those children, might be thinking that, you know what, we are doing a favor to our mother or father, because I can't look after them. I'm busy working. Husband is working, wife is working. Who's going to look after them? Who's going to take them to the washroom? Who's going to clean them? Who's going to feed them? Allahu Akbar. This is where we have reached. Discarding the parents and losing out. And believe me, when they're gone, and when our children do that to us, then perhaps some realization will enter our hearts and minds. Until that time, rather we change our ways. Become good children. Even if you are 90 years old, you are still the child of your parents. Become good children. Become children who serve their parents. Not ones who cause them harm and grief and sadness, and just neglect them. Because of them, you are here. Because of them, I am here. That's the reality. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the southern hemisphere, where we are located here in the beautiful city of Durban, South Africa, many parts of the country, in particular this area, is facing, maybe many other countries may be facing, heat waves, severe heat. And some people end up complaining against the weather. Why is it so hot today? That's the human being. Many people vent out by complaining. Today is too hot, or today is too cold. Why is it raining today? Or now we don't have rain for so many days. Why is it so humid? All this, the seasons, the changing of the seasons, the weather, is from Almighty Allahu Azza wa Jal, our Creator, Al-Khaliq. And He sends down rain, or He withholds. He sends down the heat, or the cold, or whatever temperatures. And He knows better why He is doing it. Whatever He Azza wa Jal does is only and only full of wisdom, whether you and I understand it or not. We are believers. We are Muslims. We are the slaves of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And we believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever He does is just full of wisdom. Who am I to question? Who am I? I'm going to return to Allah when my eyes close permanently in this dunya. I'm going to return to Almighty Allah. I'm going to be held accountable for everything I said, everything I did on the day of judgment, on the plains of gathering, Maidani Hashr, the field of gathering. So I should be careful what I say, what I do. If a person questions Allah, then he should be careful. His iman can be at stake. Allah protect our iman. Protect the iman of our family members, our children, and our future generations. And the great mujaddid and reviver of this beautiful deen, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Fazl-e Bareli, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. He mentioned a wazifa for protection of iman. He mentioned a few, but I'll share one with you, inshallah. That at the time of sleeping, when you finish your du'as and surahs and other wada'if and invocations, the very last thing you do is you recite surah Kafirun. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. The whole surah one time. And then you sleep away. Don't engage in any conversation. Put your phone off. If there's a necessity to engage and to talk to somebody, then once again, recite surah once and sleep. It must be the absolute last thing that you do. The person who is habitual with that, inshallah azza wa jal, will leave this world with iman. Subhanallah. In many parts of the country, many parts of other cities as well, where heat waves are just having a field day. But again, this is from Allah azza wa jal. And as a human being, yes, a person would feel it, will feel uncomfortable. Because of, especially if you're along the coastline, with the humidity and the perspiration, and you may feel that the heat is draining my energy. So there are certain things that we should do. Obviously, we should not be in the sun for long periods of time, especially those who are working outside, like construction workers. And I'm talking about, especially when there are heat waves, 30 degrees plus, 35 degrees plus. So try to be more in the shade. Explore the great indoors. Try to be inside in an office setting or in your home. Limit physical activity towards the cooler times of the day. I know some countries, like Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, I had the privilege of staying in Pakistan, Madani Markaz, Fizan-e Madina, the global headquarters of Dawud Islami in Karachi. And for most of the business, they open quite late in the day, like after 11, some after Dhuhr, because it gets quite hot. Then from that time, the power of the sun is decreasing and it gets cooler. So from that time till late night, sometimes 12 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, they open. It's like, that's their system. So try to be indoors in your home. And many people have ACs. The ones who can't afford, try to get a fan. Try to get a ceiling fan to cool your room. Keep hydrated. Drink sufficient water. Because remember, you're perspiring. And one of the major components of your perspiration is water. So you're losing water from your body. The more you perspire, the more water you lose. You can become dehydrated. So hydrate yourself by drinking sufficient water. And read this dua. La ilaha illallah. O Allah Azza wa Jal, what an extremely hot day it is. Save me from the heat of Jahannam. What a beautiful dua. And we should teach this to our children. So instead of complaining that so hot it is and, you know, I can't bear it and why are we having this heat wave and so on, read this dua. If we think So hot here. How hot will Jahannam be? The fire of Jahannam is 70 times more intense than the fire of this dunya. What if my abode is in Jahannam? Because of the wrong things that I say, because of the bad things that I do, because of violating other people's rights, because of lying and backbiting and stealing and cheating and deceiving and being jealous or having malice in my heart and assassinating other people's characters. What if I'm thrown into the depths, the fire of Jahannam? What's going to happen to me then? Allahu Akbar. We can also, especially when it's summertime, when it's intense heat, you can also recite the following 10 times. Through the park, once before and after. And after you recite it, blow into some lemon water. So squeeze a lemon in some water, like how what people may call lemonade. But try to take a fresh lemon, squeeze it in the water, recite the following 10 times and blow into it. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will be protected from illness. Recite Ya Majidu, Ya Majidu, Ya Majidu 10 times. Through the park once before and after, blow into some lemon water and drink that. That will help inshallah Azza wa Jal. Some advice for farmers out there, or any person living in an area where there is a stream, there's a river, or there's a well from which you get your water supply. If it is drying up, or if there's a scarcity of water, then do the following. Take a piece of ceramic or clay stone or even an earthen pot, and with your shahada finger, with your finger, write Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim with your finger on the pot or on that piece of clay stone or ceramic, and place this in that stream, in that river, or in that well. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, the water will increase. Subhanallah. This wazifa you can also find in the booklet called Scorpion on a Frog on page 29. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now in the northern hemisphere, countries are experiencing winter. Some countries have extreme cold where it is snowing continuously and creating accidents, injuries, or even death. Allahu Akbar. Now, I want to share this wazifa with you, especially for those areas where there is a continuous snowfall, where snow is continuously falling. Very easy, very simple. Make a note of this. The following must be written down. The following are two blessed names of Almighty Allahu Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So the two following blessed names will be written down on the opposite side of a flat iron pan. It must be written down with your finger. And place it in the open under the sky. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, the snowfall will stop. All of this is in the control of Almighty Allahu Jalla Jalaluhu. Everything is in His control. His control. Subhanallah. So what is to be written down? Ya Hafidhu, Ya Khafidhu. Ya Hafidhu, Ya Khafidhu. Ya Hafidhu, Ya Khafidhu. This you can find in the booklet, same Scorpion on a Frog, page 25, inshallah Azza wa Jal. This will prove very beneficial, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just a little clarification with regards to writing on a piece of ceramic or a clay stone or earthen pot, that you should write with something, with a pen or something to that effect. The writing with the finger pertains to this other wazifa that I shared with you, ya hafidhu, ya khafidhu. So please take note of that. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for cold days, similar to the dua that you recite when it's very hot days, la ilaha illallah, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, what an extremely hot day it is, save me from the heat of Jahannam. There is a dua to be recited when there is bitterly cold days, like in areas where it is snowing continuously, minus degrees. Allahu Akbar. So what is to be recited? La ilaha illallah. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, what an extremely cold day it is. Save me from the zamharir of Jahannam. Now, Zamharir, the ulama, the honorable scholars of Islam have also elaborated that Zamharir are the frigid, the intensely cold places in Jahannam, in the hell fire. So many of us, we may think that hell is just fire. No, there are some places called Zamharir that are extremely cold, frigid, bitterly, intensely cold, where some people are going to go for punishment. So we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from those areas as well, from the heat of Jahannam for the very hot days, and from the cold areas, Zamharir, of Jahannam. Subhanallah. Also keep in mind that obviously we should dress up warm. Our extremities, from which a lot of body heat escapes, meaning our hands, our feet, we should cover them up. Today we have mittens, we have gloves, we have person can wear socks or even khuffain. Khuffain is a sunnah, the leather socks that you get. Subhanallah. If you are joining the Madani Qafilas of Dawud Islam in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal for 3 days, 12 days, 30 days, 12 months, one of the things you're going to learn is a sunan and adab, or what you possibly could learn is a sunan and adab, the etiquettes of using the khuffain, which is a beautiful sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Well, we've reached the end of this silsila. I will advise you, every Saturday night, His Eminence Amir Ahl-Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah is live on Madani channel from around 6:30 p.m. South African time. And this live Q&A session called Madani Muzakara is very beneficial for each and every Muslim out there, irrespective of what age. So tune in, inshallah, via the different social media platforms. Make ziyarah and look this very great alim ad-deen, very great kamil wali of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, and you too will learn lots, inshallah. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah